There's a new Illinois law that has expanded bereavement leave for pregnancy loss and failed adoptions. I was intrigued by this because, you know, there's so many new laws, like close to 200 that go in effect in the state of Illinois at the beginning of the new year. And you know, we were just all focused on the Safety Act and those types of laws. But I think these impact us because if you work, you want to know about this stuff. So we thought we'd turn to Jason Keller. Jason is the Assistant Director of the Illinois Department of Labor. Thanks for jumping on the show today, Jason. Can you explain what the Bereavement Act is? And isn't this an extension of the Child Bereavement Leave Act?
That is correct. And good afternoon. Thank you very much for hosting me on your show. Yes, the Child Bereavement Leave Act was implemented in 2016. And while that met certain needs of the population, it became apparent to legislators and the Department of Labor that not all families were being addressed for their grieving time that they needed. And so these ideas were put forward to really encompass more family relationships to allow for more time for care of them, and also just for if there is a grieving situation to allow time off of work for those individuals.
And I love that this new Family Bereavement Leave Act includes adoption. I'm an adoptive mom, and I can't imagine what would have happened if I would have been at the hospital and she would have changed her mind, how crushed I would have been. Now, it was 21 years ago, and the company I was working for had no adoption leave. You had to take your vacation or your sick days. But I can't imagine the heartbreak that is involved when you lose a child through a miscarriage, or you lose, you know, your opportunity to adopt a child who you thought was going to be a member of your family for months on end. So can you tell us about those new laws?
Yeah, so the Family Bereavement Leave Act now will include coverage for pregnancy loss, for failed adoptions or surrogacy agreements, unsuccessful reproductive procedures, and other diagnoses or events that negatively impact pregnancy or fertility. It continues to cover the loss of a child, but then it also expands the coverage of a loss of a family member that was not under the Child Bereavement Leave Act. It now includes spouses, domestic partners, siblings, grandchildren, grandparents, mother and father-in-laws, and step-parents. You know, and I can tell you, to your situation, you know, we receive calls every day on certain matters, and when we can help, we certainly do, but it does bring pain when we can't. We don't have the tools to help some of these individuals that call into our office asking for help. And that's why we're thrilled to be able to implement this law to help the additional individuals.
Okay, so for people who are working and listening to the show, or people who are listening and have adult children who are working, let's take the unsuccessful reproductive procedure. So if you had IVF and it didn't work out, does that mean you're eligible for bereavement days? And are those paid, or is that unpaid leave?
The law states that it is on paid leave. It's up to 10 working days of unpaid leave to grieve for that situation.
But it does protect people in the Illinois labor force, because you can't get fired. When you need that time, you're actually allowed that time without question?
That is correct. Well, not necessarily without question. An employer can ask for certain proof. But you don't necessarily have to elaborate on the situation. And we do have a form up on our website that allows an employee to provide that proof either through a doctor or a fertility specialist. But you don't have to, you know, provide the exact reason why you're asking for it.
Jason Keller is the Assistant Director of the Illinois Department of Labor. We're talking about this new Illinois law that expands the bereavement leave for pregnancy loss and failed adoptions and events that are negatively impacting pregnancy or fertility. Was this a big battle to get pushed through, or did it go through pretty easily?
I would say there was some negotiation on the language itself, but we were able to successfully navigate that and able to pass it through the General Assembly.
Are there any other laws that affect or support the labor force in our state that we should know about that people are not generally aware of?
Well, I would say, obviously, the increase in the minimum wage is always a big deal here at the beginning of the year. Since Governor Pritzker has come into office, he passed the $15 minimum wage increase, which will ramp up to $15 by 2025. And so we always do highlight that to make sure folks are aware. And then there is also changes to our One Day Rest and Seven Act, which protects workers when they are being asked to work overtime. It will give them additional break time to eat a meal during that shift. And then we also have had an amendment to the Employee Sick Leave Act, not to be confused with the Family Bereavement Leave Act, that mandates employers who provide sick leave benefits must allow employees to take that leave in the event of a family member illness. And that can really, it's a very broad definition where you can take it to help care for a family member, which is very much needed for working families in our state.
Right. So if you're a working individual and your elder parent is living with you and they are sick and you need to get them to the doctor and do appointments, you can take time off that is not paid, but you cannot be fired for missing work. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And you can use your own sick days for that? So you are paid?
Yes. Okay. You can do that.
How many complaints do you get on any given day, week, or month, or over the course of the year to the Illinois Department of Labor?
Well, I do want to caution providing a number there because we do get official complaints through our various acts, and that can number in the thousands of with all of the laws that we enforce. But we also do get phone calls, and those are the ones that do kind of impact us here because, you know, there are a lot of hurting people in our state that do need the help. And we do try to provide that when we can. Like I said earlier, sometimes we can't, but what we can do is listen to them. And sometimes that does make an impact just to be heard.
Right. So just to cover it again, employees can take up to 2 weeks or 10 working days of unpaid leave time for events to grieve, attend a funeral, if it's a failed adoption, a pregnancy loss, the loss of a surrogacy agreement, IVF failures, that type of stuff. And can they find details on your website?
They can. Our website is just labor.illinois.gov. And when you go there, the Family Bereavement Leave Act update is the first box that you'll see when you scroll down.
All right. Thank you so much. Are you going to be at the big inaugural festivities tonight?
I will be. I'm looking forward to it.
And who's the musical act?
I don't know that.
Come on, Jason.
Everyone's wondering that.
I bet. I remember last time that Pritzker was inaugurated, they were saying Paul McCartney was going to show up. Wasn't that?
Yep.
Yeah, and that didn't happen, right?
There are lots of rumors circulating here in Springfield, but
okay.
I do not know the truth.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
If you are frustrated by how much you're paying to stream TV and you poked fun at the older members of your family because they wanted to stick with their cable package and now you're paying more because you have to have Disney Plus and HBO Max and Netflix and Apple and Hulu and your bill is in excess of $200, well, you're not the only one steaming about that. There's a guy by the name of Dan Perry and he wrote an op-ed about it. We'll check in with him coming up.